Welcome to episode number 15 of Become a Guitarist Today with myself, Adam Roach. Now, this podcast is titled Musician Users All Around the World. The reason is because in this episode, I'm going to interview people that use Musician from all around the world, including UK, Seattle, Canada, Denmark, Melbourne, India, Austria, Jordan, and South Africa. So it's a good insight to see how people use the app from all different parts of the world and how they get the best out of it as well. So sit back, relax, enjoy the interview. Let's start with Jonathan from my hometown, Melbourne. So do you know your username on Musician?
I think it's Clapton Mayer Hendrix.
And what level are you up to at the moment?
Well, in the tool, I've cleared level 9. I'm nearly clear level 10.
Okay.
In terms of ability, I'm probably at that sort of 8 level,
No worries. What have you found most challenging at the moment?
Recall. So remembering, you know, what I've learnt and being able to sort of play it without referring to the tool and seeing the notes kind of flying across the screen.
Yep.
If I have to sort of turn away and then play it without, I find that's tough. So that's... As a teacher, that's what I'm interested in. Well, I've got the practice and I've got the, you know, the enthusiasm and all that sort of stuff. But then, how do you recall what you've learned? That's my challenge.
Definitely. So you're teaching as well, are you?
Yeah, I'm not a music teacher. I teach a really exciting topic, which is risk management and corporate governance.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
I teach adults, and so I'm very interested in the idea of learning and how do you make learning a more engaging activity.
Definitely. So when you very first started, was that with Musician? You already knew how to play a little bit before?
Yeah, I mean, I played a little bit in my 20s. I'm in my 40s now, so I played a bit in my 20s, learnt guitar off a friend, learnt through books, put the guitar down. I was mainly a singer and a piano player, to be honest. I didn't really play guitar a great deal.
Okay.
And probably about 5 years ago, I picked up the guitar again. It was around my 40th birthday. And then started taking lessons from a teacher, and he was great. It's not cheap, of course, to do that. And I just came across Musician probably 18 months ago. You know, it comes up in your YouTube feed or Facebook feed or whatever. It knows your preferences.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll give it a go that way. So that's I came to it as a – I'll call myself a beginner intermediate player. So I was sort of low intermediate sort of level when I first started.
Mm. So what have you find your most things that you've benefited from the app?
It's the idea that learning can be fun and engaging and competitive, and mainly competing against yourself, actually not about competing against other people so much, but it makes the activity of learning fun, and the variety of what you can learn is this with the weekly challenges. Like I might play a weekly challenge 1 week. The next week I might go, I'm actually going to go back to the learning pathway and do some work on that for a while. But it's the variety and also the automated lessons that are in there, which they introduce, which are fantastic as well. So
yeah, I mean, it's definitely improving like all the time. Just like I said, those new things are coming up and it's great. Like I said, I mean, I find pretty much up to that stage, you could do that those first, whatever, 4 or 5 levels without having a teacher. But I think once you get up to there, that's when you really need someone to say, hey, this is the technique. Even now, the video is there and everything, but it is still good to have someone there to show you what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, there's a risk when you're teaching yourself that you might be learning, like practicing bad technique and learning sort of something that's not appropriate and then practicing that a lot and then getting that into your playing. So... That's definitely, I guess, a challenge of using that as well. So, I mean, in my mind as a teacher, I'm thinking this is probably a tool that I need to use for myself. Then go and seek out a teacher that uses it as a tool is used both actually.
Yep. Now, do you have any favourite songs on the app?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, I like the blues. I forget which level it was. It was a. I think it's blues in A. I think it is. Might be a level 5 or a level 6 piece where you have to play it in order to unlock level 7, something like that. That's really great. There's the Carlos Jimmy, which is a level 12 piece, which I'm working on at the moment. That's got a really fast but accessible sort of solo in it. And I know that I can, if I keep practicing at that, I'm really going to get better. There was a Pink Floyd sort of thing a couple of, that's about a month ago, which was really good. Just had a different type of playing, sort of slower bends, which was nice. So yeah, there's a few there.
Oh, good. And how often do you use the practice mode with the auto button on? Do you use that a lot?
Yeah, that's a good one. I use it a lot.
Yep.
As it's been getting more difficult, I've turned the auto off.
Okay. Yep.
So I might actually increase the speed by 1% or 2%.
Yep.
Because it's 5% can be quite a jump if it's a reasonably quick piece. For the sort of moderately hard pieces, the auto feature is amazing.
Yeah, it is for sure. Yeah, I find that's been great, my students. Just to really get that going and say, hey, I can do it at 50 this week, next week 55 or whatever speed may be.
One of the great things about the tool is you really do know you're improving. You look at the number of people that are on that have had a go at it, and you might be 100,000 or 150,000 people have had a go at it. And when you crack the top 50, I know that most of those 100,000 are probably people who turn it on and turn it off. But still, let's say there's 1,000 people in there that are really quite seriously playing. And if you crack the top 50 of a song, it's like, oh, yeah, I think I'm actually getting better.
Yeah, that's right. And like you were saying before, it's not always a challenge, but just like yourself knowing that you are getting better.
Yeah, you really can tell. And the other way I can tell I'm getting better is because there are so many pieces in it. You go back, you get to a piece, you get to a point of saturation with practice of it, get to a certain level, then you continue on, and then 3-4 months later you go back and play the piece again. And then after maybe 2 or 3 plays, you're high scoring. And you're going, oh, wow, okay, yeah. I've gone up a level. That's another way that you find out you've gone up is just going back to the slightly easier pieces and just – crank out the high scores really quickly.
Yeah, that's good. No, that's right. Yeah, I mean, the other thing I do, I keep it like a leaderboard, a spreadsheet. And so every month we go through and see how they're going, and just seeing like they were like just say 50th, now they've gone up to 40th just by that 1 month of improvement. Yeah. But it's a huge jump for them. they're wrapped.
Yeah.
So that works really well. Have you got anything else you want to say about the app?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm waiting with interest for the learning path on level 11 to be released. I don't know when that's going to happen. So, the more challenging the next level of learning. But saying that, there's so much I've got to work on having just, kind of been at level 10 for a little while.
Yep.
There's so much I need to work on in that, like from probably 7 through to 10. And with the weekly challenges, there's just enough there to keep you. I could see it'd be another 18 months of easy of practice and engagement in the content without them having to release another level. I mean, getting to level 10 is just it's a sense of achievement. But when you get there, you realise that actually you need to then go back and spend a lot more time going back and forward through the stuff improve your technique. Getting level 10 doesn't mean you've got great technique. It just means you put some work in and you need to do more. As a user, I haven't really made use of the user generated content tool in it. Mm-hmm. I've seen other users who have, and it looks interesting.
Mm.
So I'm probably keen to mess around with that when I get a chance.
Sure.
I suppose the other thing with it. But I mean, I talk to people about learning, I use Musician as a great example of a modern style of gamified learning. It's even people that aren't interested in music are interested in how this can be a way to teach people to do something and that difficult thing of really motivating people to practice.
Yep, no, for sure. No, it's like you said, going up to level 10 is like really receiving a black belt.
But I guess once people reach, it must be the same. Because you do your Muay Thai, don't you? So once you get to a certain level, it's like then it's just a huge, it's just another ladder after that you didn't know was there before. And you go, that just means I've now got this next bit to climb.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's really good. And I guess the last sort of thing I'm interested in, which you and I are doing right now, I guess, is the community of practice part of it. So that's that the users actually learning off each other through the whether it's the Facebook page or the website page or within the tool itself, though I guess the social media within the tool is reasonably limited, but this, you know, you can friend people and stuff. But that as a form of learning and sharing as well, I'm kind of quite interested in too. So, and where that might head.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's one thing I'm getting into more with my website. You know, doing more videos and everything, you know, with the edition plus other things as well. Just to...
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to check out your stuff, man.
Yeah, for sure.
So, this is the part of the point of it is it puts people in contact with each other. All right.
Thanks, mate. Really appreciate it.
All the best with your podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
To hearing the results.
Yeah,
keep in touch.
For sure. Thanks, mate.
See
you. Okay, bye. So, thank you, Jonathan, once again, for another great insight to Musician. Now, let's go over to Mish from Seattle, USA.
So, can we just start with your Musician name?
Cavalry PK. Don't ask me how I got it. It's just there.
That's okay. No worries. And what level are you up to at the moment?
On lead, I am level 6. Just got there. On rhythm, I'm level 5. And on theory, I'm level 6.
Oh, very good. So, where's the rhythm level? Sorry?
5.
Oh, 5. Okay. So, did you start fresh from Musician, learning guitar?
No, I had my guitars when I was way back in a time, like almost, I got one electric and one acoustic guitar almost like 6 years ago. And for quite some time, they were collecting dust in my closet.
Yep.
But then right after, like almost maybe 2 months ago, I picked up Musician and I started playing every day for about an hour or maybe 2 hours whenever I can.
Yep.
But before that, I would actually just play just for fun, but not seriously practicing.
Yeah. So you definitely see your improvement over that time?
Definitely I feel improvement, but I feel like it's more of a, how can I say it? I feel like I achieved something one day, and then the next day I would come back and I try to do the same thing. I would completely do horrible at it. So I have to rebuild on it again and again until I get tiny bits of incremental improvement versus like I reach somewhere and I stay there. It's more like I constantly work on it.
Yep, I know what you mean. So what do you think your main benefits are from using the app Musician?
Just a visual help to see the notes and play it at the same time and the convenience. I also have Rocksmith 2014.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard of that game?
Yeah, I've got it, but I've never really used it.
So it takes time. You have to start it up. You have to let it load, and then you have to, like, get there. You have to start the music, and then you have to, like, tune the guitar, whatever. So it takes, like, 10, 15 minutes to get started.
Yep.
For a Musician, you can just turn it on your phone, and then you can just start playing.
Yeah.
Done. Super easy.
Yeah, that's it. And do you use the normal notation or with the tab as well for the guitar?
Tabs. I can't read the other notation.
Okay.
I never really bothered learning it, but I feel at some point I'm going to regret that I didn't learn it. But until that time comes, I'm just going to play with the tabs.
Yeah, no, that's all right. No, I mean, it's a good way to get started anyway. It gets you, you know, playing songs straight away. And like you said, you can always get back to the reading if you want to later on. Do you use the practice mode a lot?
A lot, yes.
Yep.
I start with the practice. Every time there's the new challenge or the new song, I start with the practice note until I can play at the full speed.
Yep.
And then once I am comfortable with the speed, then I would jump on the play mode and do that until I gold it out. And then I don't go to the next song until I get gold stars, basically.
Yeah, oh, good. So what speed do you usually start off when you do the practice mode?
Depending on the type of music, sometimes I would go as low as like 25 just to really understand where my hand should be, what kind of notes there are, the transition between notes.
Yep.
But then it goes back up really quickly. And then to the point where maybe I'd say on average, I would go down as below as 70, but I found myself just going all the way down, turning on the auto mode.
Yep.
So that once I'm done with the loop, it would improve. And then at the point where I cannot move forward, that's where, you know, I would keep practicing on until I get better.
Yeah, that's good. Well, that's my next question. I was going to ask, do you use the auto mode, which is, I think it's a great little technique.
Yes.
the way you're really seeing yourself, how you improve. Yeah,
Oh, I mean, I'd like to. I think I did. Nobody really hears me play.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not really comfortable enough to have other people hear me play, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, that's good. Well, a musician hears you play.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, no, that's really good. Mm-hmm. So, with the chords. So you already learned how to play chords before you using musician?
Yes, I practiced chords way before I started musician, so getting a hang of that on the app wasn't a problem.
Oh, good.
The main problem right now with the chords is just the bar chords.
Okay.
Not that I cannot close a bar with my finger,
yep.
But mostly I cannot transition to it from another chord.
Yep.
If I have to put my finger on a bar, then these fingers take their time before they can find the right strings
okay.
to land on. So, but other chords I'm comfortable in changing.
Yeah, that's good.
Transitioning too, yes.
Yep.
The only problem chord I have is the F chord.
Okay.
I'm at level 5 and I'm almost going to be at level 6.
Yep.
But I think I haven't seen any bar chords yet.
Yep.
The only one is the F, but I played differently. The one that you hold the bottom.
Yep, bottom two strings.
I mean, one and two strings, yes.
Yep.
But then I also am regretting it because now some of the songs... there's a reason it was teaching me to do the bar chord.
Yep.
So
yeah,
I'll get a hang of it.
Yeah.
It's going to take time.
Yeah, like I said, it's just working your way up, you know, getting that little bar, two fingers, mm-hmm. and get up to the next ones.
Yes.
I find the syllabus is actually really well written as far as the steps going up to the next level of guitar playing.
Yes, the syllables are... One thing I really like is just the progression, how friendly it is to... start it and then you go little by little,
yep.
and just not just with the guitar, I tried the piano as well, and
yeah.
just how it started, I was very comfortable starting from the beginning and going there, but I like guitar more, so
yeah
I'm playing guitar, but
yeah.
If I had a piano, I would probably play piano too.
Yeah, well, I've tried all four of them. Pretty much with a ukulele, I started from the start. I mean, I've played guitar for,
mm-hmm.
36 years, so it didn't take long to pick up ukulele,
nice.
But just knowing all the chords, it's totally different than guitar. But yeah, I got through the levels pretty easy doing that as well, so that was really good.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Even the bass too, so that's all.
I would consider bass down the road, but I kind of want to get my money's worth of learning the guitar.
And yeah.
I think once I'm level 8 or
yeah.
9, I could try the bass because I'm fascinated by it, but... I don't have a bass guitar, so I'm not really sure. Like, I don't want to invest on it yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Down the road.
Because with the bass, you really need an amp as well. Because I found, like, if I just play bass here, I won't pick it up.
Oh, I see. Mm. Well, my electric guitar is hooked up to the laptop. And then
okay.
the laptop is hooked up to the TV. And then also two speakers. I have two speakers hooked up to the laptop. So when I play
yep.
on the TV, there is literally very little delay.
Yep.
And I don't need an amp.
That's good, yeah.
But yeah, there's tiny bit of delay, but I'm kind of used to it when you play the note and when you hear it from the speakers.
Yeah, so have you used the new feature they've got with the mixer on the actual app as well?
Oh yeah. I use it all the time
yep.
to hear my playing. And sometimes when I think I played good, but when I hear it back, it gives me another feedback to understand if I did it good or I need to play the notes clearly or... put more emphasis on the notes or stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's good. So they're really the main questions I want to ask, just about the playing and how you're benefiting out of it and enjoying it and everything.
I do enjoy it, mostly because when I play, it sounds like I'm playing under a song versus just practicing.
Yep.
You can only hear your playing and sometimes you mess up and it sounds terrible.
Mm.
But when you're playing with a background song, you feel like, oh yeah, I'm playing the song, so that's,
yep.
it feels better.
Yeah, that's right.
I would really love if musician would implement on a song creator,
yep.
if it would implement, number one, be able to export the existing songs to a guitar profile or Guitar Pux Guitar, whatever that software
yep.
is called, where it's the free version of Guitar Pro.
Okay.
To PDF format, so you can export the tabs. And then number two is to be able to put the hammer-ons and pull-offs and slides in musician. You don't have to go to a guitar pro when you're writing your tablature to, you have to do your hammer-ons and slides over there, and then when you export it in musician, then it recognizes it. But in the song creator, you cannot do that.
Okay.
That's a little, I don't like it, but I think they're getting there. It's just, yeah. It takes time.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah.
And then more ear training, more variety of ear training exercises, because I suck at it, and ability I have to play with it and recognize the notes,
yep.
or even recognize the chords, and have like a mini game out of it. I would definitely like to have that in the app.
Yep, no, that's good. Good feedback. Thanks very much, Mish.
You have a good day.
Yep, I'll talk to you soon.
No problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
And thank you, Mish. Now, after the advert, let's go to Carl Hunt in the UK. I want to quickly thank two sponsors. The first one is Custom Guitar Picks, run by Gus. This is one of the quickest service you will find for custom-made picks. And you can do it all online. Design your own picks. Just head to customguitarpicks.com.au. There you can select the thickness of your pick, the colour, what type of pick you want. You can also upload your own artworks, then submit it online, and it's all done. You can also check out the different categories of other picks to choose from. The other sponsor is Guitar World, run by Mick. Guitar World used to be a shop in the High Street, Northcote. Now Mick is concentrating on repairs, services, and setups. So Mick has been doing all my services for the past 20 years on all my guitars, and every time I get it back, it feels like a brand new guitar. So call Mick on 0476 937 025.
Yes, so it's KH74.
Yep, KH74. And what level are you up to at the moment?
I have, so officially I'm on level 9.
Okay.
I think I've opened up level 10 on the rhythm side, but I only opened it because I got to finger picking, the advanced finger picking stuff.
Yep.
And the first one was jazz, and I really struggled with jazz. I wanted to get past jazz to get to the riffing bit.
Yep.
So I did the level 10 skills test just to open it up so I could do the kind of the riffing stuff. But I will go back to the jazz finger picking at some point. So yeah officially, yeah, level 9 lead, level 10 rhythm.
And how long have you been using musician for?
A year and about 3 days.
Oh, okay. Yep. Is that the premium version?
Yeah. I signed up for premium within a matter of days. I saw the product and knew straight away that it was going to be something that I was going to use. And yeah, it's proven to be the right thing to do.
Yeah, that's correct.
My wife has started to learn to play piano.
Oh, cool.
With as well. I wanted to have a play with bass. I kind of hope that my kids might kind of get involved in it as well, so we all kind of share the one account, really.
Yep. Do you organise the get-togethers with people over there? Is that right?
Yeah, that was that's one of the really cool things, actually. It's happened off the back of using musician. I got chatting to, actually, I can't think how it came about now. I think it was Mike Jackson, who's a great kind of, what's the word, I guess collaborator, really. He shares so much stuff and kind of uploads, and it's just a great source of information. And he lives about an hour and a half away from me in England. And yeah. we were on the same train one day. I work in London and I was traveling to London, and he'd put a comment or something about being on the train. And I was like, dude, are you on the same train as me? He's like, no, I'm one behind you. But it made me think, like, you know what, we live so close. Why don't we get together? And it all came from there, really. So I put a post up and a couple of people went, yeah, great, no problem. And then Karen Gadd, who's now the bass player in a band that I'm in, she pitched up and she said, I live 20 minutes down the road.
Oh, wow.
2 days later, she came around to our jamming session, and it just kind of exploded from there, really. So, yeah, the UK meetup days have been really good. We've had sort of 12, 15 people. We've had two so far. There's the third one coming up in about a month. And we get sort of, a dozen people at those sessions. And it's nice just to put faces to names and personalities and stuff, and
yeah.
have something more than just a screen,
Yep, yeah. That's really good. So the song, when you get together, is it all musician songs?
Not really. Well, to start with, it was. And we were we were unsure of how it was going to work. It's kind of like, you know, because obviously musician, you're following a bouncing ball, and yep. how the technical issues with trying to sync it all together. And at our working, so I did a bunch of playing around trying to see if we could kind of connect musicians together. Or and I think in the end, Mike and I recorded. We picked a bunch of songs that had multiple skill levels across different instruments. So we had some bass, we had some piano, we had some of everything at levels 2, 4, 6, 8, whatever.
Yep.
And Mike and I went through and we ended up recording Gold Star videos of us performing them. So that rather than plugging into musician and playing along to musician, essentially what we did is we projected these Gold Star videos onto a screen. And then everyone just kind of played along, but without the recognition.
Oh, okay.
And that worked reasonably well. And then in the end, we worked out that if everyone went to practice mode, and we all hit restart at roughly the right time, within a millisecond of each other, that seemed to work as well. So that's what we ended up doing. And what that meant was that we could then literally play anything on musician. You know, someone says, I want to play Highway to Helsinki. Yeah. You know, two of us know it and six don't. Well, you know, it doesn't take many runs through before you get that going, really.
Yeah.
And then the last meet we had, Tom Gilgan, he turned up with a drum kit. And that really kind of just blew the doors off of everything, because you could then, I think at one point we took a musician song.
Yep.
We'd all learned it. We'd played it through 5, 6, 7 times. We all had, you know, some were playing lead, some were playing rhythm. We had a couple of bass players. And Tom's an amazing musician, and he learned the drum parts on the fly.
Yeah.
And then we just turned musician off, and we played along, and I sang badly, but I sang. And so we had a couple of guitars, a couple of basses, and then we performed musician songs completely without musician.
Wow, that's really good.
So, yeah, it kind of really makes you realize that there is something other than musician, which is something that I think it took me a while to get to. It's a brilliant product and tool for forcing you to learn. That's the thing that I think I've got most from it.
Yep.
I've been trying to learn to play guitar for about 10 years.
Okay.
And not consistently enough, and I kind of, you start playing, you say, right, I'm going to play a D chord, and then I'm going to play an A chord, and then I get to an E and an E minor, and some kind of funkier chord, but then you get to F, and it just stopped. The number of times I'd get to F, or that E-shaped bar chord, and I'd just stop, and I'd give up, because it was just too hard.
Yep.
That didn't happen with musician at all, because that gamification, that gold star chasing, means that you try and try and try and try, and eventually that muscle memory kicks in and you're away. But equally, if someone says, oh, you want to talk about it, you want to talk about stuff that you do. You know, if you do sport or you play an instrument, when you talk to your friends, you say, oh, you play guitar? Yeah, I'll play guitar.
Yeah.
And if they're around your house and they say, well, can you play something for me? What can you play? I can play a bunch of songs from a musician. What's a musician? People want to hear, you know, Zombie by the Cranberries, or they want to hear, you know, Lightning Crashes by, you know, Live or whatever. So they want to hear real songs.
Yeah.
And it took a while to kind of to build that confidence of learning these songs. But the process of learning the tougher skills, specifically bar chords, just opened up everything. I started jamming with a couple of friends probably about, I guess, a couple of months, maybe 2 or 3 months after I started using musician.
Yep.
And we turn up, and a mate of mine, John, who plays piano, very, very good pianist, can play anything in any key. And if you say to him, well, we're playing a song, and he'll say, well, that's in the wrong key. What key are you playing it in? And I'd look at it and I'd go, well, I think I'm playing it in C. I'm probably playing in C, because that basically gives me, I don't know, six out of seven chords that I can play. But then you get to the kind of point where you want to play songs that have a, I think it was Hotel California was the first song we came to, and it's like, well, it's got two bar chords in it, it's got a B minor and an F sharp and an F sharp minor, whatever. I remember the day going, well, actually I can play that now, you know, I can play in any key. And that was a kind of a real eye opener for me. But
that's really good. So I mean, it sounds like you definitely benefit out of it though, like, you know, improving that step up to be able to play all these other songs. And
Absolutely. Yeah. I went from how long ago I found a website when I first started, kind of maybe it was 2 or 3 months in. And it was a great website. It's brilliant. Great for beginners. And it basically, you told it which chords you could play.
Yeah.
And it listed a bunch of songs that just have those chords in.
Okay.
So you still need to go, I can play D, I can play E, I can play, well, I can't play F, so I won't check that one. I can't play B minor, so I won't check that one. And it's great because it gives you songs that you can play in kind of regular open chord shapes.
Yeah, that's really good.
But then you look at it and you go, I want to play this song, and it's got an A-shaped bar chord in it, which took a bit longer to kind of get in.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you start getting to the point where you can, well, I can play anything now within reason. You know, anything probably holding me back is maybe speed. But I can play most chord shapes apart from jazz chords, but they're a bit of a nemesis. I'm confident enough now. If someone says, "Can you play this?" Yeah, okay, let me have a look, and probably within 15 or 20 minutes, I could probably, you know, make a bit of a hash of it, but. I feel confident enough to play almost anything these days.
No, that's very good. That's excellent. So have you got any like favourite techniques you've learnt from musician that you didn't know before?
Yeah, I think without wanting to dwell on it, I think that the opening up the fretboard, so going for different chord shapes, I think was a really big eye opener. I was talking to Dylan, one of the other musician guys, at one of the last meets. It was great to talk to him. He was struggling with bar chords. I said to him, well, one of the things that I just started to do was to take earlier musician songs, to take level 2, level 3 musician songs, rhythm songs, and rather than playing cowboy chords, play the same song but with bar chords.
Okay, yep.
And that really kind of reinforced that knowledge that I'd started to develop and stuff. So that's something that I've kind of enjoyed doing. But the thing that I guess I probably enjoy the most, and it's funny because I flip-flop between being a rhythm guitar player and being a lead guitar player. I remember having a teacher years ago and playing, I kind of go along and he said, well, what do you want to play? Do you want to play rhythm or lead? And I don't know, I just want to play guitar. I probably didn't really know what he meant, to be honest. And I remember him saying, well, I think you're probably more of a lead player. I don't really remember how he maybe came up with that, but maybe I was just really bad at chords, or I don't know. I did kind of the lead side of things I really enjoy, so being able to crack out a solo. I remember probably one of the first, well, I actually, and it's a work in progress, but I thought, if I'm going to take a solo one, I'm going to take a big one on. So I started to learn Hotel California. it's 2 minutes and 7 seconds of just lead guitar. And I thought, if I'm going to learn something, I'm going to learn that.
Yep.
And it was prior to the section of the musician path where you learned about bends.
Yep.
So I kind of just hashed my way through it. I knew roughly what bending was, but I didn't really know the theory behind it, and half bends, quarter bends, whole bends, etc., etc., you know, bending and releasing and that kind of stuff. So it was nice to take something like Hotel California, just learn the solo roughly, but then go but have a musician back that up with theory, and actual skills and technique. And I think it's one of those things that a lot of people will say, that the bending section of musician is incredibly frustrating.
Yeah,
but I kind of go back to that point of necessity to get it absolutely dead right means that you do it again and again and again and again and again, and eventually you realise that actually it's not just being pernickety. There's a reason why it's going red, because you're probably bending it too early and it's not hearing that kind of the unbent tone before you bend it up. So yeah, I think the lead guitar, the solo side of things, has been really interesting. With the band that I'm in, we started out with very much an acoustic kind of sound and vibe. I think it's probably simpler I play acoustic guitar, I play guitar, and then we've got Karen Gadd, who's a musician player, on bass, and then a friend of ours, who doesn't use musician, she sings. Okay. And we have a drum backing track and stuff, and we do songs, and I got to the point where you do a song and it's like, well, there's a solo there. What do we do with the solo? And I'm sitting there with my acoustic guitar going, well, I can't do a solo on this thing.
Yeah.
Because you get to any kind of bends and finger strength just wasn't there. So we would arrange solos out. We'd take them out of the song and we'd just make arrangements where you just do a chord fill, a progression to fill where the solo would be, especially what the rhythm guitar player would do as the lead guitar player was noodling away. Okay. And just recently, we've stepped up a little bit more and we've started to do some more electric songs.
Mm.
And the feeling of being able to play a solo to kind of go, well, you know, even something simple like Zombie by the Cranberries.
Yep.
It's a pretty simple solo, but to be able to stick a, you know, to stomp on a boost pedal and actually play the solo was an amazing feeling to kind of go, oh, that's the solo. I've just played a solo in a song. And it wasn't rubbish, and it sounded great, and then we kind of carried on. And so that's something that's really kind of opened my eyes recently, the ability to play a whole song as it was kind of written by the original artist, rather than kind of just saying, well, I'm going to just take that bit out because, well, I can't play it.
Yeah, yeah. That's really good.
Excellent. All right.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it.
Right. No worries.
Talk to you soon.
Right,
see ya.
Bye.
So thank you again, Carl. Now, after this quick advert about my book, Become a Guitarist Today, and my website, we're going to talk to Nicola Simon from Vienna, Austria. Now, I'd like to announce that I have some free lessons available on my closed Facebook group, Become a Guitarist Today, with myself, Adam Roach. All you have to do is send me an email at adroach1@hotmail.com, or see the link in the notes in this podcast. And then from there, you'll be able to get free lessons for 1 month on my closed Facebook group. And then if you like it, then you can join up for one of the packages that is available on my website, becomeaguitaristtoday.com.
Boldo 1, B-O-L-D-O.
Yep, Boldo 1. Okay.
Yeah,
yep, and what level are you up to now?
10.
Oh, 10, okay. Oh, right. So you're a professional.
I'm starting on 10 on lead and rhythm.
Oh, yeah, oh, excellent. Oh, that's really good.
Well, it depends how good you are at it, but
yeah,
and you can sort of weasel your way through the levels if you want to, but
yeah,
I try not.
So. Yeah, and how long have you been playing musician for?
Since February.
Oh, okay, just this year.
Right.
Hmm. So you?
But I played guitar before that.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. I was going to say it's a quick jump to level 10.
I started at about level 5 and I worked my way up since then.
Yeah, okay. So how long had you played previous to musician?
I took guitar lessons for about 4 years between 14 and 18.
Oh, okay.
And then I played from about 18 to 22, not well, but at a high volume.
Mm.
And then didn't touch the guitar for about 40 years.
Oh, wow.
Played maybe an hour a day, a year.
Yep.
And then I retired at the end of last year, and I wanted to do music again.
Mm.
And actually, I decided to learn a new instrument. I was going to learn bassoon.
Okay.
And my wife said, why don't you finally learn guitar decently?
Mm.
And I said, I don't know how to improve. I've been doodling around for 40 years, and I haven't improved.
Yep.
And that's when I stumbled upon musician, and I think it's simply revolutionary. I think it's a totally new concept, and
yep.
I've probably improved more in the last 9 months than I did in the 45 years before that, because I just think it's such a good system.
Gee, that's really good. That's excellent. So how'd you find a musician? How'd you come across it? Just an advert online, something?
I just stumbled across it on the internet.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good. I mean, they got a lot of ads on YouTube now. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Which is right. Good.
So I tried it free for a few weeks, and then I said, you know, it's really, I think it's well worth the money. So.
Oh, for sure. The amount of lessons on the app, you're talking thousands of dollars, you know.
Now, I just think it's revolutionary, the fact that it gives you feedback. It listens to you.
Yep.
And it really improves your timing and your accuracy much more than any book or video you'll ever get.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is the real value of it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the thing I find a lot of my students get out of it as well is learning to play in time as well.
That's exactly what it is. And I mean, it is so accurate and so strict and so incorruptible
yep.
that it will tell you exact, and it can hurt. I mean, you have to be able to accept the fact that it will tell you you're playing wrong.
Yep.
But it forces you to play in time, which I think is the most valuable aspect of it.
Yeah,
much
definitely.
More than any other self-teaching instrument.
Oh, for sure, definitely. And even like with the practice mode, being able to slow it down, but in time.
Practice mode, the fact that you can slow everything down to any speed you want, you can loop any phrase you want for as long as you want, is just wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. So do you have any favorite techniques that you've learned from Musician or songs?
I think when you first start using Musician, you're probably a bit disappointed that they don't have famous songs, they don't have hits.
Mm.
But they must have some very, very good songwriters, because the songs I think are very, very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like Wizard Waltz is wonderful.
Yep.
I like the rocked up versions of the classics, like, you know, Bach's Bourré and Fourth Symphony by Mozart. I think they do a very good job of those. And they just have such a wide variety of things. I mean, you don't like everything.
Mm.
Some of the heavy metal goth stuff is not my type, but it's fun to play.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So there's really great variety, which is nice.
Yeah. I mean, even now, like, searching for songs, there's a lot in there now, too.
I personally am, at this point, just sticking straight to the lessons, because I'm sort of compulsively trying to improve my technique.
Yeah.
But the whole app has so much depth. There's so much in there.
Yeah.
That if I feel that once I've reached my top level, there will be so much more to go back to.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And also
really
with the...
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, and with the weekly challenges, too, having those different levels to build up to.
Unbelievable, yes.
Yeah. And like you're saying, there's some really good songs in there as well, those weekly challenges.
Very, very good. I mean, first of all, the songs that Musician uploads, and then also what the users upload. I mean, what the users upload, 80% of it's useless, but the other 20% is still a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's good.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too, trying to find the right version of the song. You know, the covers, I guess, is it's a tricky thing as well. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I mean, there's five different versions of Hotel California, I think, and one's like really good, one's not as good.
Right, exactly. You just have to have some patience and then ferret out the ones that are useful from those that are not.
Yeah, yeah, that's it for sure. And how'd you go with the, for example, like the hammer-on slides, pull-offs? Did you know those before Musician?
I did, not the bending.
Yeah.
The bending can be a bit frustrating because sometimes I feel... I don't know if I'm not doing it well or the recognition is not that good.
Okay.
But it's hard. They have some beautiful bending songs on there.
Yep.
The recognition itself might not be perfect, but it's certainly a good technique to learn. Hammer-on and slides are done before that.
Oh, okay, yep. Yeah, I guess with the bending it's...
So they weren't new to me.
Yep. Yeah, with the bending it's really getting to, you know, to bend. A lot of my students have the same problem. They find it really hard. But it is a totally different technique. Just getting... to bend right up to that note, knowing which one to do. Because if it's just a little fraction off, it doesn't pick it up.
Right. And that's what I think is so good on Musician generally, that their measurements are so accurate, especially their timing is so unbelievably exact.
Yep.
I mean, I think they don't and they shouldn't try and teach you to be creative. That's not what the app is here for. The app is here to increase your technical proficiency. And that I think they do a brilliant job of. And I think they do a very good job of, like, combining the tedium of practice with the sort of addictive qualities of video games.
Oh, for sure.
That you always try to get more and more points and get silver stars and gold stars. And actually, to gauge how good you are, I think the leaderboards are even better.
Mm.
Because if you can compare yourself to thousands of other people who have done that song, after a while you know about where you ought to be on the leaderboard.
Yeah, yeah.
And even though you think you might have played well, you see, wait, I'm way away from where I should be, and it's a great incentive to keep improving.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So I think that's a very clever
Yeah, and I guess that's the other thing, comparing it to a game, the more score you get, that means the more you're actually improving on the instrument. Rather than a game improving on how to battle something.
Yes.
At least you're actually improving your technique.
Do you teach with Musician or?
Yeah, I do both. Might do maybe every third week. I bring it in, say, okay, I've got like all the kids, their scores, what they get.
Right.
And I say, okay, this week we're going to try it again and you're going to try and beat that score.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do have a lot of them on Musician as well, but the leaderboard only shows the top 21, so it doesn't show all the students. So I've got like mm-hmm. I've got 70 students on there at the moment, a musician.
Well, that's a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that musicians probably not good to begin with if you don't have a teacher at the same time.
Yep.
Just because I think people tend to learn poor fingering if they don't have a teacher.
That's exactly right, yeah.
And at later levels, fingering becomes so, so important. And at the beginning, playing is physically painful, especially the pinky of the fretting hand.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a teacher who basically stands behind you with a broomstick figure and hits you on the head when you try and avoid the painful fingering, you're going to learn bad fingering.
For sure.
I mean, a musician tells you what to do, but I think you have to be incredibly disciplined to follow it.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think having a teacher is important in addition.
Yeah. Well, that's the main thing I find with new students that I get who have played a little bit before. You know, they're just playing with that one finger, like one, two, three.
That's exactly it.
And so when they get to those faster songs, it's really hard.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a video on the YouTube Facebook group where a woman was playing at a fairly high level, I'd say level 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And she probably only learned with musicians. And it was nice to listen to. She was talented, but her fingering was totally off.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could tell that she would soon was going to hit a wall and not know what to do anymore.
Yep.
So in that sense, I think a teacher is really important in addition to the musician.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's, I mean, even some of my students now, they play a musician and they, say, oh, I can't use this third finger, so they try and just use the two.
Exactly.
And I say, no.
You will always try to avoid using that if you don't have to, but a teacher will force you to, which later becomes extremely important.
Yeah. That's why I think with a teacher and musician, the amount of stuff you can learn is just endless.
I agree.
And
I think you can learn so much faster because every time you play, you get feedback, which you can't have because your teacher won't always be there.
Yeah.
And I think that's what musician gives you.
Yeah, and it's definitely benefiting the students too because, I've been teaching for 30 years, and over the last year or two with a musician, I've just seen the improvement of my students, go from here to here in a year.
Yeah.
Where before, it'd take a little bit longer, especially with timing. I know, so you give a student a song, they go home and practice it, take their time with the changes, but now with a musician, you've got to be right on.
Right. I mean, I wish it had been around when I was younger.
Yeah, for sure.
I probably could have avoided being a lawyer and could have been a rock musician instead, which would have been more fun, but probably not.
Cheers.
Thank you.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So thank you to all today's guests, Jonathan from Melbourne, Mitch from Seattle, USA, Carl Hunt from UK, Nicholas Simon from Vienna, Austria. Now stay tuned. In a couple of days, I'm going to have part 2 up. I'll be talking to people from South Africa, Jordan, and also Canada. So until then, keep jamming.